Jeremiah 18, the Potter's House. Jeremiah 18, verses 1 through 4. The first vessel God made was Adam. He was marred in the potter's hand. The vessel in Jeremiah 18 speaks especially of Israel, who are a sample people. God made another vessel, the new man, the new creation. God is never at a loss. When he will get through with the other vessel, he will have perfect humans. These vessels will be exhibited in heaven. Jeremiah 18, verse 6. God is questioning, "Cannot I do with you as this potter? Did I not make you, little man?" The trouble is, the people do not let the Lord do with them as he wants to do. The clay that the potter molds is silent. Just think, we are in God's hand. Jeremiah 18, 7. We are nothing but clay, his property. God has a right to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy. Jeremiah 18, verses 7 through 11. As a nation, Israel had the opportunity of continuing if they had yielded to God, but they did not heed God's warnings. Jeremiah 18:12. Instead, they said, "There is no hope, but we will walk after our own devices." Jeremiah 18, verses 14 and 15. God asks, "Did you see anyone leaving good cold water for cistern water?" But God did not. But Israel did forsake God. God's people forsake heavenly treasures for things that pass away. They have burned incense to vanity. How many Christians are doing that? Chasing wind. Jeremiah 18, verses 16 through 17. Israel's land became desolate and they were scattered. God showed them his back. I want to yield to the heavenly potter to see his precious face, don't you? The children of Israel were the marred vessel, yet God will restore them. Jeremiah 18, verse 18. Judah's leaders devised a tongue war against Jeremiah to smite him, and they refused to heed God's word spoken through him. We read before in this book that their tongue was bent like a bow and sharp as an arrow shot out. Jeremiah 9, verse 3. Jeremiah 18, verses 19 through 23. These verses give Jeremiah's prayer. God protected him. Let us yield to the potter's hand that he can form us into a vessel unto honor. Romans 9, verse 21. Jeremiah chapter 19. The breaking of the potter's vessel. Jeremiah 19, verses 1 and 2. Because they sacrificed their sons to Baal, the Lord told Jeremiah to buy an earthen bottle, a pitcher, and go with some of the leaders of Judah unto the valley of Hinnom, which means to make drowsy or behold them, and to proclaim the coming judgment because they sacrificed their sons to Baal. This bottle is a type of the children of Israel being broken. There is not a nation in the world that can claim God as their God as Israel can. He is the God of Israel. Jeremiah 19, verses 3 through 6. Tophet became the place of refuge because they sacrificed to false gods there as Moloch. Tophet means spitting. It was a place of contempt. This place shall no more be called Tophet, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. This valley of slaughter had a small fulfillment during the former captivities. In the Battle of Armageddon, it will also be the burial ground for those who refuse to seek God. Jeremiah 19, verse 9. And they will eat the flesh of their sons and the flesh of their daughters. Josephus describes the severe famine in Jerusalem in 70 A.D., where formerly spoiled women ate their children. Jeremiah 19, verses 14 through 15. Then Jeremiah went to the court of the temple and proclaimed the message of judgment there. What God-given courage! They have hardened their necks that they might not hear. How serious to reject God's word. Let us heed the smallest whisper of his voice. Jeremiah chapter 20. Jeremiah's sufferings. Jeremiah 20, verses 1 through 6. One of the leaders did not like Jeremiah's true sayings, but wanted to hear smooth things. Although Jeremiah was naturally a tender prophet, nevertheless he had to bring a message of judgment. Pashur, whose name means white or fullness of freedom, smote and put him in prison. God changed his name to Magor Misabib, which means terror all around. his true name. Jeremiah chapter 20, verses 7 through 18. Notice this strong man when he was alone, how discouragingly he prayed to God, even cursed the day of his birth. As long as the Spirit of God spoke through him, he was powerful, but when the power was lifted, he wished he had not spoken that way. Nevertheless, he said, "But the Lord is with me as a mighty, terrible one. God's word was in mine heart as a burning fire." Jeremiah 20, verse 9. He could not contain it, though all were against him, even his intimate friends. If we take a step wholeheartedly with God, we have many to defame us. He spoke with a high-pitched sound and then cursed the day of his birth. How low people can get in their spirit because of terrible temptations of the enemy. Oh, he was down. He was singing in a minor key. He had his day of humiliation, but he will have eternal victory. The Lord has for us eternal joys and glory in spite of trouble. We have a glorious destiny. Probably this chapter should end with verse 13 with victory, the following verses being out of place, according to Clark's commentary. Jeremiah 21, Zedekiah's inquiry. According to Clark's commentary, and as history verifies, the chapters in the remaining part of this prophecy are not in chronological date order and seem strangely interchanged. Jeremiah 21-24 is a little prophetic portion within division 1. These men of God received the word of God from the Lord. Zedekiah was the third king of Judah in that transition period, which lasted 19 years. It was God's order for the Jews to submit to Nebuchadnezzar. The Jews, God's favored people, thought that nothing could happen to them, but it did, even to them in God's will. The end of this dispensation is upon us. God's people will be sorry and weep and pray if they don't yield to God. Jeremiah chapter 21, verses 1 and 2. Zedekiah was in trouble and sent to Jeremiah the prophet to inquire of God for him concerning Nebuchadnezzar's invasion. Jeremiah 21, verses 3 through 7. God's answer. The Jews had weapons of war, and they hoped that God would fight for them. Judah was in a siege, but God fought with Nebuchadnezzar against Jerusalem. The few left, including the king, would be delivered to their enemies. Jeremiah 21, verses 8 through 14. Life is promised to all who yielded to Nebuchadnezzar. Does prayer change things? Yes, salvation, healing, etc., but not God's purposes. When he determines chastisement, chastisement takes place. For example, God has allowed two world wars in the last days. Jeremiah chapter 22. God sends Jeremiah to the house of the king. Jeremiah sent to the house of the Lord. Jeremiah 7:2. Jeremiah sent to the house of the potter. Jeremiah 18:2. Jeremiah sent to the house of the king of Judah. Jeremiah 22 verse 1. Jeremiah 22 verses 3 through 5. This message was familiar. Compare Jeremiah 21:12. God reminds them so they could see why the troubles came. Jeremiah 22 verses 10 through 12. God says, "Weep ye not for the dead, but for the war prisoners who will not return." Shalom, whose name means retribution, the fourth son of Josiah, was a former king. He reigned 3 months and was dethroned by Egypt. Compare 1 Chronicles 3:15 and 2 Chronicles 36:1. He also was called Jehoahaz. Jeremiah 22 verses 18 through 19. Jehoiakim was also the son of Josiah. His death and disgraceful burial were foretold. Jeremiah 22 verse 24. Coniah, or Jehoiakim, reigned before Zedekiah. In God's eyes, Coniah is the last king on David's throne. Zedekiah was Nebuchadnezzar's vassal. He rebelled because the people refused to submit to Babylon. Zedekiah was not God's man. Coniah was the end of the Solomon line. Jesus will be the next king in the Davidic line. Jeremiah 22 verses 29 through 30. Jeremiah cries, "O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord." God's word is sure. If God had not another son of David, there would have been no fulfillment of his promise to David concerning a king. Coniah was the end. God has another way. No one can ever get God in a corner. He always has a purpose, which neither men nor angels can defeat. God's will come to pass. Nothing can stop it. God will fulfill his word to David. Jesus will be the king. He is the seed of the woman. Joseph, his foster father, was in the kingly line. God set the choice before the people. The Jews refused to go willingly, therefore they were forced to go into Babylon. In this case, Nebuchadnezzar was a type of Christ who will take possession. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. The angel set one foot on the land and one on the sea. Revelation 10. This is the man who died on the cross and will be rewarded with a throne, with the millions worshiping him. Jeremiah chapters 23 through 24. David's righteous branch and king, the Lord our righteousness. Jeremiah 23 verses 1 through 4. Woes to the unfaithful shepherds and the promise of true shepherds. Jeremiah 23 verses 5 through 6. Here is the prophecy of him who is of the line of David. In Jeremiah 22, Solomon's line was rejected. Only God could do this. Judah shall be saved. Who will save? The Lord our righteousness. Jeremiah 23 verses 7 through 8. It is wonderful how God brought Israel out of Egypt. We marvel at the miracles. They were told to remember that. But we read of a greater deliverance when the Lord brings them back to their land. All through the millennium they will wonder. He will give them a faithful shepherd king. Note, Jeremiah chapters 21 to 24 relate to one another, although not in chronological order. This should be the latter part of the book of Jeremiah, if it were to be in chronological order. Jeremiah 23 verses 9 through 22. Lamentations and warnings against false, self-appointed prophets. Jeremiah 23 verses 23 and 24. God is everywhere, at hand, afar off. God sees all secrets and fills heaven and earth. Jeremiah 23 verses 25 through 28. People have dreams even today and tell their stuff, lies, as if God gave it. The imaginary dreams are chaff and the words of God are wheat. Jeremiah 23 verse 29. The word of God is powerful like fire and a hammer that breaks the stubborn necks. Jeremiah 23 verses 30 through 40. Two baskets of figs. There are also many prophets today who lie about God. The false prophets persecuted Jeremiah later on. The priests and elders would kill him, but the princes saved him. Jeremiah foretold the 70 years captivity, and at the end they returned under Persian rule. The times of the Gentiles began with Nebuchadnezzar. We are in the transition period at the end time of the Gentiles. Therefore, behold, I, even I, will utterly forget you, and I will forsake you, and the city that I gave you and your fathers, and cast you out of my presence. And I will bring an everlasting reproach upon you, and a perpetual shame which shall not be forgotten. Jeremiah 23 verses 39 and 40. There are also many prophets today who lie about God. God's judgment is upon the prophets who speak lies, those who prophesy false dreams, and the priests or the people who speak prophecy not coming from God. Jeremiah 24 verses 1 through 7. Jeremiah lived to see many of his prophecies fulfilled, but the great fulfillment comes in the last days. At that point will be the consummation of all prophecies. The devil goes to the climax, and God's climactic power is wonderfully displayed against him. After Nebuchadnezzar carried away Jeconiah, God showed to Jeremiah an object lesson. Two baskets of figs. These baskets of figs speak of two classes of people. One, believers who obeyed God and submitted to Nebuchadnezzar, and two, unbelievers who refused to believe. They are not only in Israel, but here today, for Israel was only typical. There are yes men, believers, who say amen to all of God's will and do it. They belong to the good figs. The good figs went into captivity, the bad figs remained in the land. Jeremiah 24 verse 5. Why did God send the good figs into captivity? For their good. Should that not comfort us? Sometimes the Lord sends limitations and captivities for our good. God's eyes are upon Judah to return them to their homeland, to build and to plant them, to make them wholehearted for God. God's blessings rested upon the obedient. After 70 years, God fulfilled his word and brought them back to their land. The real fulfillment will be in the end time when all Israel will be restored. God will give them a heart to love and to know him. They will be born again as a nation. Jeremiah 24 verses 8 through 10. The curse rested upon the God rejectors, upon the bad figs, the leaders of Judah, King Zedekiah and his company, and upon all those that remained in Judah and went down to Egypt.